Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Buckeyes are national champions again. Big Mike says, guys, can you clear something up? ESPN was saying it's Ohio State's seventh national title. Your last first said nine. I think he's saying update.
Well, Ryan Day said nine titles like 20 times in the postgame.
So this is where it is that before like any of us were like born, and I mean most of the people listening, there was like a Harris poll, a UPI poll. There were several different polls. So, like, Pitt can claim nine national championships. Teams claim an obscene amount of national champions.
Well, UCF claims one.
Yeah, like, there is Ohio State, I believe, has a national championship that's credited to them from, like, 1933 that they don't even claim. Like, it's not at the Woody. It's not on their official website. But they are credited with a national championship that they don't even claim. So, in those days, it was kind of the Wild West. College football is not what it is now.
And Alabama is the school that they've really kind of ruined it because they claim a ton of those titles that no other school would claim. So they boast this huge number that isn't remotely accurate. And of course, back then, remember, young kids, there were no playoffs. Like, it was literally pollsters would say, your team won the championship.
Well, you would lose games because remember, you were given a national championship or named a national champion even before bowl games.
Yes.
So you go out and lose a bowl game. It's like, well, what the hell are you talking about? Nah, it didn't matter. So I think for any fan base out there, when in doubt, take the higher number.
Well,
so you're
that's
a nine-time national champion. Like, Ohio State's won nine.
Like on Wikipedia, they say national titles, nine unclaimed. Seven unclaimed. So if we were Alabama, we'd say 16. You know, they really do.
Like unclaimed freight. Go ahead and claim them.
And go through some of those Bama ones. No,
auction it off.
No business. No business claiming some of those.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Wonderful to speak to you. What was the experience like for you last night watching Ohio State win the national championship?
Well, that's three in my lifetime, so I'm pretty happy. And it's pretty cool. They won a BCS title. They were the champions of the first 4-team playoff, and now the champions of the first 12-team playoff. So go ahead and expand it to 16 so they can win another one.
Daryl, it seems to be the monkey is off the back of Ryan Day. I've seen some people say, well, no, if he loses to Michigan next year, and I'm like, I guess who cares? Yeah, that sucks. That's bad. It's our rival, but now you can win the national championship without even needing that game or the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are people reminding me that I was amongst the many calling for Ryan Day to be fired after that loss to Michigan. But, you know, after a couple of weeks of simmering down, the reality is the landscape, like you said, Anthony, of college football, it's changed. The game no longer means what the game used to mean, right? And these kids, they're not there long enough, a lot of them, anymore for it to be the bitter rivalry that it used to be. For a lot of them, it's just another game on the schedule. And the same thing goes in the NFL, right? I mean, you know, the Ravens game for Cleveland Browns players does not mean the same thing to them as it does to Browns fans or the Steelers. It's just another game on the schedule for them. So it is, you know, the landscape has changed. It certainly one heck of a redemption story for Ryan Day, because, you know, he basically went from goat to hero, in the span of a month.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. For him, like silencing critics, I thought that, again, it has to mean so much more to him. And I'm glad that he didn't. I thought he might cut a promo last night. I thought I would if I were him. But then I'm going, no, he understands who got him there. He understands that that wasn't the right time to do it, especially because, I mean, the players are the ones defending him throughout all this over these last couple of months.
Yeah, and the players defended him by winning those four games, beating top 5, top 10 teams. to win the whole thing. And look, that was your defense, right? You couldn't go out there and defend Ryan Day and then not get it done in the college football playoff, right? The fact that they went through the gauntlet that they did to not only get to but win the national championship, you know, obviously speaks to the talent that the Buckeyes had and everyone thought they had. They were a favorite to win the national title going into this season. They lost a squeaker there on the West Coast in Oregon, and everyone was saying, hey, you put that at a neutral site or put that in Columbus and the Buckeyes win that football game. Well, they got their, you know, their opportunity for revenge, and I mean, they just absolutely hammered the Ducks in the playoffs. So, you know, the players did the talking and, you know, backing up Ryan Day by going out there and winning four straight against tough competition.
I want to ask you this question. I know I'm going to ask Andrew Brandt about it coming up here in 40 minutes, but you know what? You're the Browns guy, and I went after you for reading 264 pages of legalese back on Friday. But Will Howard, chances to go to the Browns at some point, not number two or in the first round probably, but where do you see Will Howard, and do you see the Browns considering him?
I'd probably say he's a mid-round draft pick in the making, third round and later. I don't know if he ends up here in Cleveland. I kind of have my gut is now telling me they're going to take a quarterback at two.
Whoa!
Here we go, Daryl.
Daryl! Wow! Daryl!
As much as I detest that idea of them taking a quarterback at two, it would be my worst nightmare come true. Because I just don't trust them to get it right. I mean, they've been screwing it up for 26 years, and this regime hadn't exactly been hitting bangers at the position either. So I am ye of little faith here when it comes to their ability to properly evaluate that position. So,
I feel different. I think they're going to trade back. Now, if Jason Lloyd is right, which Mary Kay said the opposite later on Thursday, but if Jason is right, Jason said that Kevin's going to be the one in charge of going after a quarterback, and I'm going, well, okay, that's Kirk Cousins, and that's trade down and get a guy later on.
Yeah, well, I'm all aboard the trade down train there. I've been leading it, so I hope that's what they do. But my worry is that they're going to see the light at the end of the train tracks, they're approaching rather quickly, and they're going to take a chance on somebody and basically say, we need it, we got to do it, look what happened in Washington, and let's try and do that here in Cleveland with the number two pick. And I don't think it's that easy. I don't think there's a Daniels in this draft. I really don't. I don't think this quarterback class is all that good. I have no problem drafting a quarterback later in the, whether it's, you know, you guys brought up Will Howard, right? Okay, fine. You want to take a chance of him on the in the fourth round? No issue with that. Great, fantastic. Maybe find lightning in a bottle there. You know, similar to the DTR pick in the fifth round a couple years ago. Like, I have no problem taking a stab in the dark in the middle of the draft at a quarterback, but, you know, let's not act like this guy's the franchise quarterback on day one and he's the, you know, the savior of everything. Like, that's not what you're doing when you, you know, pick a QB in one of those spots. But I'm with you, Ken. I want him to trade down, stay in the top 10, so you still get a blue chip player that can help you. You collect a draft pick for next year, because I'm hoping that the quarterback class next year is better, and then you are armed with the ammunition you need to go up and get one of those quarterbacks next year. I fear that they're going to take one at two because they have to take one and they need one, and then when you do that, you just get yourself into all kinds of trouble.
Daryl Ryder with us. I know you were watching all the NFL this weekend.
Baltimore, it was fun, wasn't it?
Well, I love to sit back and just take it all in, but Baltimore loses again, and Lamar Jackson was you know, very polarizing. His game was kind of all over the map. Did you blame him or did you blame Mark Andrews for the way they lost that game?
Oh, that's all on Mark Andrews, man. The fumble, and then you drop the tying two-point conversion. And look, Lamar was, I thought, handled it beautifully after the game. That's what leaders do. Hey, this is on me. That's not on Mark. That's not on me. I had a couple of turnovers that killed us. This is a team game, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Andrews, who is an all-pro tight end, just, you know, flat out didn't make the play when he needed to make the play. I mean, that's sports. It happens. But it was nice to see the Buffalo Bills win that game. I picked the Bills to win the game. They did. I went 3-for-4. Unfortunately, the Lions couldn't hold up their share of the deal here. But glad to see the Bills advance. And boy, a lot of people, including myself, going to be rooting for them next weekend.
What'd you think of the way that weather had an impact on some of these games? Definitely looked like a different brand of football. Yeah. I was telling Owen, I mean, Patrick Mahomes had like 170 passing yards. Philadelphia, in that game, they couldn't throw the ball. The Rams really couldn't throw until late. Overall, yeah. Your thoughts on how weather impacted it, and does it have you thinking about what it could be like in a playoff game if the Browns ever get one at home?
Yeah, that's cute. You think the Browns are actually ever going to host a playoff game again?
It's got to happen sometime.
It's been like 40 years.
How long do we go? Do we past the Super Bowl? Can we stop being down about everything? Can we stop being down about everything?
No.
All right, we're just going to take a dump on everything until kingdom come.
The same people that gave you that sandwich this past year are still in charge.
Well, I'm sure the Browns fans are going to want to continue to take dumps on this whole thing for the entire offseason. I'm sure that they're not going to be excited by anything that they do whatsoever. Great. Glad to hear it.
You know what, Ken?
Wonderful.
You know what, Ken? I think the Browns fans need to make them earn it the way that they do with the Guardians and the Cavs. You got to earn it. You got to win. To get talked about and get the love, you got to win.
It's a different sport.
I don't care. I really don't care. I think that.
Do you think Guardians fans want to hear me lament about the Dodgers getting another person in free agency?
Do we? No.
I mean, we could do that. I could do that all day.
I just.
Do you want me to ask them whether or not they should pick a big market team to be a fan of as well, like Mitch has? Maybe Mitch was the one who broke the code for all of us.
I just think that the double standard needs to stop in this town.
Okay, then break the double standard right now.
The Guardians are coming off an ALCS appearance.
Yes, I know that.
The Cavs are the best team in the NBA. Like,
okay,
you know what? Why don't they get more love?
They get plenty of love. They don't get as much love at this time of year, and plus, people like talking about football.
Okay,
you know the truth. I mean, Daryl, I
know. I know the truth. But I know the truth.
If you were our baseball beat reporter, I would bring you on and talk about nothing but baseball. It's the same thing if you were our basketball guy.
Oh, I know.
But you're a football guy. And, hey, we started this whole thing with the Ohio State Buckeyes. If you want me to ask you Guardians questions, I'll ask you Guardians questions. Are you concerned about Stephen Vogt's coaching staff, that he's had to make some changes and maybe it won't be the same type of mix that he's had in the past couple of years? Who do you think is going to take over at second base? Are we the type of team that has the type of leadership that is able to weather the storm with a young person taking over second base? At what point will Travis Bazana be brought up? Now, I want answers right now, damn it. Give me my answers.
Hopefully.
I'm messing with you.
I know. I don't think, but I'll give you some answers, though. I think yes, because I think the Guardians are the most consistently run team in all of Major League Baseball over the last 15 years or so. I don't know when we see Benzana, but obviously they are counting on him in the near future. I'm not too worried that, you know, they kept the one guy that I was worried about, and that was Carl Willis. Everything else, I'm moving pieces and parts, whatever. Carl Willis was the guy I was worried about.
I got to tell you, I disagree. I thought Chris Valleca brought a fresh perspective, or at least was allowed to bring a fresh perspective to the plate and keeping guys aggressive at the plate. I think that's the reason why we found out that they weren't going to fall in love with Andrés Giménez anymore, and they needed to move on because he was so timid at the plate last year.
Well, but they also do a good job watching the film in the dugout in between at bats.
Well, apparently he wasn't, according to what a lot of sources say, but that's neither here nor there.
Just saying.
Neither here nor there. Is Juan Brito an overrated prospect at second base? I'm going to ask you that next time you come on, Daryl. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Well, I never got an answer about the weather. What did you think of how that played out, and do you think that would change Browns fans' minds about a dome?
It was fun watching guys on skates.
Is that football? Is that football, Daryl? Shaky footing?
I think, just like we were talking about the evolution of college football, I think the NFL is changing too. And you're seeing, look, Jacksonville's putting a roof over their stadium. Not necessarily doming it, but it's going to have a roof on it. You know, the Commanders are looking into building a dome. The Chicago Bears want to build a dome. You know, Kansas City Chiefs are looking into building a dome. You know, that's where the league is going. Teams want to build domes. And the reason why teams want to build domes, and this will shock you, it's not because of the weather. It's because they see the ability to generate additional revenue outside of their 8 or 9 home games that they get per year in the regular season. That's what it's about. That's what the Browns see. You know, it's an opportunity to bring in big events to those communities, compete for bigger events. They look at what Indianapolis has done. Indianapolis is a smaller city than Cleveland. They built a dome. They connected it to their convention center underground, so you don't even have to go outside.
It's the best setup ever. It's amazing.
It really is. And again, it's why I always get so frustrated with the people that do the civic planning in this area, because nobody thinks big about anything. It's always about, well, that's just the way it's always been, so we got to keep doing it that way. It's part of the reason that everyone finds themselves in the position that they find themselves in with the current stadium. It wasn't done right to begin with. Therefore, getting it done right becomes ultimately more expensive. The reason the Guardians and the Cavaliers didn't have to ask for a new ballpark or new arena, because that complex was built really, really well. But, you know, construction costs are what they are, and all of a sudden they ran out of money. And, you know, they had to go to the county and the city of Cleveland and with the hands out, hey, we need $20 million from you and another $20 million from you to cover costs. Like, construction costs are exploding right now for these buildings. So, you know, it would have been nice that if everyone wasn't trying to save face back in the 90s, Everyone took a deep breath and just, you know, okay, we're going to get the team back, but let's do this thing right. Instead, you got your cookie cutter football stadium. No actual NFL team was consulted on design of said stadium, which if there was, it could have saved a lot of the existing problems that they have right now. You know, the convention center is right there. There's no thought of trying to build something indoors that connects to a convention center. And like, nobody in this region really thinks big. And then when someone does, all the politicians line up and the developers line up against them because it might impact downtown Cleveland in a negative way, even though it's a $3.5 billion construction project, which, by the way, is right there with what Bedrock is going to spend on the riverfront. But that development on the riverfront will have some competition potentially in Brook Park. Yeah. So nobody wants to see that. So I just wish people here would think big picture. Hey, let's get the – wouldn't it be nice to watch the Ohio State Buckeyes win a national championship in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, Daryl, that's a totally different ball of wax. And thank you very much for your time. Saying. And you better bone up on your Juan Brito, okay?
Cavs won last night, by the way.
They did.
Dominated.
Yeah,
blew out the Suns without three guys.
Kevin Durant just on that team just kind of looks old. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Later, boys.